Yeah, well, we've heard a lot of talk over the airwaves and through social media in the last number of hours in relation to, since this story broke about Rory Gallagher's collection going up for sale. Yeah, it's something that, I mean, the Gallagher family have made this decision, and I know they've been struggling with figuring out what are they going to do ultimately with all this collection, because it's very extensive, as I believe. That's their decision, and it's probably the right one to find a home for the various instruments. So I think we would absolutely love to see some of this collection in Ballyshannon, in the area. All the talk yesterday was particularly about his 1961 Fender Stratocaster, which is the iconic guitar the world over. It's a global artefact, and it would be absolutely lovely to see that in Irish ownership, perhaps in state ownership. And I actually have emailed the Minister, Malcolm Noonan, in relation to that, and I have sent a message towards the Taoiseach's office as well to consider this. I think it would be, it's just such an iconic guitar. It's like, it was compared to the Book of Kells. It's a piece of modern, popular sort of culture. It's a really important artefact, and I think it should stay in the country. And of course, if that is the case, if the state buy it, there will be certainly a lot of grappling as to where it's going to be sited and where it's going to be located. I leave that up to the experts, maybe, but I think Ballyshannon is an area where we've absolutely, I suppose, honoured Rory since, you know, for a long, long time, but particularly since the festival was established over 20 years ago, that people come from all over the world to the festival. We've got our bronze statue of Rory in the town, our mural. We've got the Rory Gallagher Theatre, and we have really very respectfully honoured Rory in this town. And I think it would be a wonderful location for some of Rory's collection, and especially the Rory Gallagher Stratocaster. As to where it might go, I suppose, is the next question. We also have been working, and I suppose in my, I'd say now, my former life as a councillor, I worked very hard on a project to secure and safeguard the future of Ballyshannon Workhouse, which of course is the same building where Rory was born. And part of the future plans for that workhouse there would be a focus on heritage, there'd be a focus on education in that building, but also there'd be a focus on Rory Gallagher and the real story. It'd be a very important part of the future use of that building, is to recognise and remember Rory Gallagher through a visitor experience. And I think that is to visit the actual room where Rory was born, and also to see some of his equipment, some of his artefacts. And it would be wonderful, wouldn't it, to see the 1961 Fender Stratocaster sitting there in a glass case with the proper security around it in Ballyshannon, and whether that be on a permanent basis or whether it be more likely on a loaned basis from the state, I think that would be a really good solution. And I think if the state were to buy this and have it on display, why not Ballyshannon? But I know there'll be a lot of fighting for it to go to Cork, or to go to Dublin, or to go to to Belfast, for example. And I don't see why this couldn't be kept in the National Museum, but loaned out on a seasonal basis to perhaps those four other sites that we talked about.
From what you're saying, it seems like it would be an absolute travesty for this guitar to potentially be sold to a buyer from overseas.
It could be lost to America and maybe never seen by the public again, because there are people there who just want to do, like to do that kind of thing, I suppose. But Rory was, you know, these artefacts are global artefacts as well. Rory was so popular the world over that there will be people all over the world wanting a little piece of Rory and wanting to take something for their own private residence, for their collection, or for their community around the world. And, you know, so in a way it's a nice thought that he will be remembered all over the world. But it would be a travesty, I think, if it was to go to somewhere and never be seen again. I would like to see it in Ireland. I would like to see it in Ballyshannon in the future. It has been here before. It's been played on the stage in the Abbey Centre before, and I really would like to see it back here again someday.
And you're asking for the government to step in and potentially purchase this guitar. Who's not to say, though, that like maybe an Irish seller could be, or an Irish buyer, excuse me, could be out there and maybe open to this idea of loaning it out and having it on display for the public to see?
Yeah, that is a possibility, yeah. Somebody with deep pockets definitely could do that, and it would be wonderful to see the right person doing that. But it would have to be the right person with the goodwill and the trust of a lot of people. And also, it would have to be kept, like, to take on the responsibility of owning that guitar, you have to keep it safe, you have to insure it, which would be very expensive on a year-round basis, and you also have to have the right atmospheric conditions. You're talking about kind of museum standard stuff here, and it can't just go to anybody, and it won't just go to anybody. I hope that it goes to the right home, and I hope that we see it on an ongoing basis in Ballyshannon, or coming on a seasonal basis to Ballyshannon and to other locations around the country.